de Cristo, que está aquí cena, haré, haré. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna. With great happiness, I want to greet the devotees who have come for today and tomorrow.
Sa velikom radošću ja želim da pozdravim bhakte koji su došli da bi bili ovde danas i sutradan.
There is Rohini Sutta Prabhu.
Tu je Rohini Sutta Prabhu.
And his wife.
I njegova žena je tu.
And two nice devotees from Zagreb, Enisa and Besim.
I tu je dvoje divni bhakte iz Zagreba, Enisa i Besim.
And because I have a extra garland, and Besim has a good size for this garland, I want to ask Ananda Gopal to give this welcoming garland to Bhakta Besim.
Ja imam jedan extra garland, a Besim je tačno prave veličine da ga nosi, tako da ćemo zamoliti Ananda Gopala da mu ga preda kao znak dobrodošlice.
So, this is a Anissa, I only have this garland. I would like to give you also, but afterwards.
Anissa, imam još samo ovaj jedan garland na sebi, pa želeo bih tebi da dam, ali daću ti posle.
Hare Krishna. Hare Bova. I also want to give you all a little overview what we have discussed so far in this seminar, because today is the culmination day of this seminar and the last day.
Želio bih sada svima vama da dam jedan mali pregled o čemu smo to razgovarali na sadašnjim lekcijama, zato što je ovo vrhunac našeg seminara i ujedno i poslednji dan.
The first day we really started to establish the principle of the path. That means that we made clear if we want to reach a certain goal, we have to choose the appropriate way to it.
I prvog dana mi smo uspostavili taj princip puta, odnosno došli smo do zaključka da ako želimo da dostignemo određeni cilj, onda moramo da odaberemo odgovarajući način da stignemo do njega. Put.
We can't get to a goal if we choose the wrong path.
Mi ne možemo da stignemo do našeg cilja ako izaberemo pogrešan put.
Now I left you on that day with a question. The question was, is what you are presently doing bringing you to where you want to go?
Ja sam vas tog dana ostavio sa jednim pitanjem. Sa pitanjem, da li vas ono što sada trenutno radite, da li će vas to odvesti do cilja kome težite?
The second day I spoke about a principle called I spoke about the fact that often we find ourselves on a certain path in our life because something has grabbed or captured our attention.
I drugog dana sam govorio o tome da se često nađemo na određenom putu u našim životima zato što je nešto privuklo, uhvatilo, zgrabilo našu pažnju.
For instance, a businessman may just work with one product because at one stage of his life this product and this style of life has grabbed his attention.
Na primjer, poslovni čovjek, on može poslovati samo sa određenim vrstom proizvoda zato što u jednom trenutku njegovog života taj proizvod privukao njegovu pažnju.
But later he might find out that this product is not in his interest and not in the interest of people.
Ali onda kasnije može da sazna da taj proizvod nije baš u njegovom najboljom interesu, niti u interesu drugih ljudi.
Then he has to give attention to a new direction in his life.
I onda će on posvetiti pažnju novom pravcu u svom životu.
I want to give you the example of a man who was the export manager of Löwenbräu. Do you know Löwenbräu? It's a Pivo, a German Pivo.
I sada ću vam dati primjer jednog čovjeka koji je bio izvozni menadžer za izvoz nemačkog piva.
He would every day organize, you know, every year organize the Münchener Oktoberfest where they butchered a bull and got drunk on Löwenbräu beer.
I onda je on svaki godin organizovao Minhenski Oktoberfest gdje bi oni iskasapili jednog bika i onda bi također pili puno tog piva.
Then I met him.
I onda sam ga ja sreo.
And I said, do you know where this business will bring you?
Ja sam ga pitao, da li znaš gdje će te taj posao dovesti?
You making people drunk with your foolish Löwenbräu.
Ti činiš da su ljudi pijani od tvog glupog piva.
And you slaughter every year an innocent bull.
I ti svake godine ubiješ jednog nevinog bika.
Do you know where you are going by the law of karma?
Da li ti znaš gdje ćeš ti otići po zakonima karme?
Well, I don't. Can you tell me?
I onda je bio zbunjen i rekao je, pa mi možeš ti reći?
And at that time I was not so intellectual and subtle. I say, I won't tell you, I will just show you a few pictures of the hellish planets and the tortures.
I onda u tom trenutku ja nisam htio da mu pričam nešto na intelektualnom nivou, pa sam zato rekao, samo ću ti pokazati par slika kakvo mučenje se može dobiti u paklu.
He was shocked.
I onda je on bio šokiran.
And he decided to become a vegetarian.
Odlučio da postane vegetarijanac.
The next vegetarianski, yeah. And he decided to develop an alcohol-free beer.
I onda on odlučio da proizvede pivo koje nema alkohol u sebi.
Yes. You can still drink this beer in Löwenbräu.
I dalje možete dobiti to pivo kod iste firme.
Then he found out that he wanted really to become a full-time devotee, and he went to New York and became some manager in the Radha Govinda Mandir.
I onda je on odlučio da želi da bude bakta koji će biti posvećen predanom služenju sve vreme, otišao u New York i tamo se pridružio Radha Govinda Temple.
But he first had to learn to draw his attention away from the alcoholic Löwenbräu and the butchering of the bull and give his attention to something new.
Ali prvo je morao naučiti da skrene sada svoju pažnju sa kasapljena tog bika i sa tog piva i da posveti svoju pažnju nečem novom.
The spiritual life means just that, my dear devotees. You have to learn to give your attention to something which will bring you to the desired result.
I duhovni život znači to, moji dragi bakte, da naučite da dajete pažnju onome što će vas odvesti željenom cilju.
Mm-hmm. Today I want to talk about something very, very wonderful, your spiritual existence as the highest goal which you can obtain.
I danas sam želio da razgovaram o nečemu veoma, veoma interesantnom, o vašem duhovnom postojanju kao vašem najuzvišenijem cilju.
Please repeat after me.
Molim vas, ponavljajte sa mnom.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudevaya. In our Krishna conscious philosophy, we have three important words. If you know these three words, you know our philosophy.
U našoj svesnosti, u filozofiji svesnosti Krišne, mi imamo tri važne reči. Ako znate ove tri ključne reči, onda znate čitavu filozofiju.
Satya, sadhana and sadhu.
To su sadhya, sadhana i sadhu.
Sadhya is the goal of spiritual practice.
Sadhya predstavlja cilj duhovne prakse.
And sadhana is the means how you will get to this goal.
A sadhana predstavlja sredstvo pomoću koga ćete dostići ovaj cilj.
And a sadhu is the person who teaches you how to about these two things.
A sadhu je osoba koja vas podučava o ovim dvema stvarima.
Really, when we speak about the need to accept a spiritual master, it's really we speak of the need to learn sadhya, that's the goal of life, and sadhana, how to get there.
I kada mi pričamo o duhovnoj praksi, onda pričamo o ovim dvema stvarima, kako da spoznamo svoj cilj sadhya i kako da dospemo do tamo, odnosno sadhana.
What do you think is the sadhya of Krishna consciousness?
I šta mislite da predstavlja sadhju svesnosti Krišne?
Krišna prema, love for Krishna.
Ljubav prema Krišni.
I would say love for Krishna in your original spiritual position as a servant of Krishna.
Ja bih rekao da cilj svesnosti Krišne predstavlja ljubav prema Krišni u vašem izvornom duhovnom položaju u odnosu sa Krišnom.
Now to reach there as a loving, to become a loving servant of Krishna in a spiritual ecstatic body.
I kako bismo to dostigli, kako bismo postali pratilac Krišne u našem duhovnom ekstatičnom telu,
we have a certain spiritual practice which will bring forth our spiritual body.
Mi imamo određenu duhovnu praksu koja će dovesti do toga da spoznamo svoje duhovno telo.
I remember in India they tell you a story about spiritual practice by saying that there was once a very famous gangster who came to a poor family man.
I u Indiji imaju jednu priču o tome kako je jedan poznati mafijaš došao kod jednog jako siromašnog čovjeka.
And in order to strike fear into the heart of this poor family, he said, I will return in 1 year.
I kako bi uneo strah u srce ove porodice, on je rekao, ja ću se vratiti za jednu godinu.
At that time I will violate the chastity of your wife and steal all your properties.
I onda tada kada se vratim, ja ću poništiti čestitost tvoje žene i ukrašću svu tvoju imovinu.
Now this gangster was so famous that no one in the village dared to take the side of the poor family.
I taj mafijaš, on je bio toliko poznat kriminalac da niko se iz sela nije usudio da stane na stranu ove jedne porodice.
The family man was desperate.
I glava porodice, on je bio očajan.
He went to the but he went to a sadhu who lived at the edge of the village and said, "Can you help me that in 1 year I'm prepared to meet this very strong gangster?"
I onda je čovjek ovaj iz porodice, on je pitao sadhu, otišao je kod sadhua koji je živeo na samoj granici sela i pitao ga, da li mi možeš pomoći tako da postanem dovoljno snažan da se za jednu godinu mogu sukobiti sa ovim kriminalcem.
And the sadhu said, it's very simple to develop a strong body.
I sadhu je rekao, jako je jednostavno razviti snažno telo.
You take a little bull,
uzmeš jednog malog vika,
and every day from now on you carry it up the steps to the temple and back.
Uzmeš tog malog bika i onda svakog dana ga nosiš u stepenice hrama i onda nazad.
Do you know how fast bulls grow?
A da li možda znate kako brzo bikovi rastu?
But you can almost see it, but not quite.
Gotovo da to možete videti.
So this man went every day with this weight of the bull up the temple stairs, and at the end of the year he had developed muscles like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I onda je taj čovjek svakog dana nosio tog bika u stepenice I na kraju je razvio tako velike mišiće kao Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And when the gangster came after one year had elapsed, he looked at the man and the man made like this and then the gangster said,
I onda kada se nakon godinu dana taj kriminalac pojavio, on je samo pogledao tog čovjeka koji je samo malo pokazao svoje mišiće I ovaj pobegao.
And his arm didn't look like Radha Krishna's arm.
A njegova ruka definitivno nije izgledala kao ova ruka.
So this was a sadhana, a practice to develop a strong body.
I ovo je bilo sadana, odnosno praksa koja je bila neophodna da bi se razvilo jako telo.
What is the practice to develop your spiritual identity? This is interesting for devotees and Krishna consciousness.
Ono što zanima bhakte u svjesnosti Krishna jeste koja je sadana, koja je duhovna praksa koja možete razviti svoje duhovno telo, identitet.
There are actually two types of practices. One is which is performed with the external body and senses, and one is performed with the internal body.
Postoje dve vrste prakse u stvari. Jedna je ona koju izvodimo svojim telom, spoljnim telom I svojim čulima, a druga je ona koju izvodimo svojim unutrašnjim telom.
Shravana and Kirtana, that means to hear about Krishna and to chant Krishna's holy name, is to be performed with the external body, with the tongue and with the senses.
Shravana I Kirtana, odnosno da slušamo I da pričamo Krišni, to je ono što izvodimo svojim spoljnim telom, svojim ušima, jezikom, čulima.
Dionysus, you can sit here, there is a good air. Would it help? No, please take this with you. Because you have a very hot body, I think. Yeah, please. Just you can lean against this. It's much cooler there. Better, isn't it? It's called emphatic empathy.
Ovo se naziva kada se osjećamo sa drugim.
So we do something with our external body and senses, that's chanting and hearing.
Znači radimo nešto našim spoljnim čulima, mantramo I slušamo to.
This sound vibration will purify our body and our senses.
I ova zvučna vibracija, ona će pročistiti naše telo I naše čulo.
But then there is something you need to do with your internal body, that's with your mind.
Ali onda također postoji nešto što trebate napraviti sa svojim unutrašnjim telom, odnosno sa svojim umom.
And that is called smarana or contemplation or meditation.
I to se naziva smarana ili kontemplacija ili meditacija.
My dear devotees, I think the main reason why devotees are complaining that they are not really as advanced as they wish to be is because they neglect to engage their internal body, their mind in Krishna's service.
Moji dragi bhakte, ja mislim da je glavni razlog zbog koga se bhakte žale kako nisu dovoljno duhovni, taj u tome što zapostavljaju to svoje unutrašnje telo, odnosno ne uključuju svoj um u Krišninu službu.
But when the mind is not engaged, in other words, if you have a mindless sadhana, you will never get the full result of Krishna consciousness.
Ali ako ne uključite um u službu koju radite za Krišnu, onda nikada nećete dobiti cilj svoje sadane.
There is one example in our scriptures about a woman who came to a lecture of a sadhu.
Postoji jedan primjer u našoj tradiciji koji govori o ženi koja je prišla jednom sadhu.
This sadhu had a beard.
I ovaj sadhu je imao bradu.
So the woman was looking at the sadhu as the sadhu was explaining, and she would cry, oh, boo, boo, boo.
I onda ova žena je gledala u tog sadhu dok je on objašnjavao nešto I jako, jako je plakala.
And the sadhu felt very, 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 very encouraged. He thought, well, this woman really understands the deep moving spiritual subjects which I discuss.
I onda ovaj sado je gledao ženu kako ona plakala i mislio ova žena stvarno razume ove duboke i dirljive spiritualne duhovne istine o kojima ja raspravljam ovde.
And one day after 2 weeks he asked this woman, why do you cry so much? Are you moved?
I onda je on jednog dana pitao, pa zašto ti toliko plačeš? Da li si tako dirnuta?
And she said, yes, I'm very moved.
A onda je ona rekla, da, ja sam jako dirnuta.
I'm thinking so much of my goat who had also a beard like you. And, ja, and the goat just died 2.5 weeks ago.
Ja stalno mislim na svoju kozu koja je imala bradu isto poput tebe, a umrla je pre 2.5 nedelje.
I just was thinking of my goat all the time during your lecture and I was just crying. He has died. He was innocent. He just fell. There was a storm and then he just couldn't see the path and she had a whole explanation.
I ja stalno mislim na svoju kozu dok gledam tebe kako držiš lekcije. Ona je bila tako nevina koza, bila neko luja i nije videla put i onda je pala.
The sadhu went, oh no. I don't feel very encouraged any longer.
I onda je sad pomislio, pa sad više nisam baš tako ohrabren.
This woman had heard 14 days of well-prepared lectures, but was thinking of a goat.
Ova žena je u toku 2 nedelje slušala dobro pripremljene lekcije i sve vreme razmišljala o svojoj kozi.
Her mind and her body were not aligned, in other words.
Drugim rečima, njeno telo i njen um nisu bili u skladu.
That means the body was sitting in the lecture and the mind was with the goat on the mountains.
Drugim rečima, njeno telo je sedelo tu na lekciji, a njen um je bio negde sa kozom na planini.
My dear devotees, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said that the mechanical performance of Shravan and Kirtan without the involvement of the mind will not bring about Krishna prema even if you perform it life after life.
Moj dragi Bhakte, sam Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je rekao da mehaničko izvršavanje šavana kirtana bez toga da uključimo svoj um u službu, da vam ono neće doneti Krišna premu, čak i da tako da to radite život za životom.
Život za životom. If the mind is not engaged and you are just mechanically doing the things like the goat lady, no Krishna prema for you.
Iako um nije uključen u službu, ako samo mehanički činite to, poput ove žene koja je mislila na svoju kozu, onda to vas neće nikuda odvesti.
Bahu janma kare jari shravana kirtana Tabutana paya Krishna pade premadana. Premadana means the treasure of love will not be gotten by a mechanical performance of Shravana Kirtan.
I znači, mehaničkim izvršavanjem Shravana Kirtana nećemo dobiti to blago premadana.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once gave a very, very important instruction to a devotee called Raghunath Das Goswami.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu jednom dao jako važnu instrukciju svom dragom bhakti Raghunath Das Goswami.
I think you all know the history of Raghunath Das Goswami, who had left his very, very rich parental home in order to lead a life of a renunciant monk.
I ja mislim da vam je svima poznata priča o Raghunath Das Goswamiju koji je napustio svoj jako bogati roditeljski dom kako bi vodio život od vojnika.
He felt that he could best practice Krishna consciousness if he was undisturbed by material distractions like wealth and beautiful but materialistic home.
I on je mislio da može najbolje odvoditi svoj duhovni život ako nije u isto vreme uznemiravan različitim materijalnim obiljima koji donosi život kod kuće u bogatom domu.
So Raghunath Das Goswami went to Jagannath Puri and he used to fill his belly or live by getting a large allowance, means like a payment on a monthly basis from his rich relatives.
I onda Raghunath Das Goswami je otišao u Jagannath Puri i tamo je živao tako što je dobio neku znatnu sumu novca od svojih rođaka.
But then after some time he felt, if I always eat because of the help of a materialistic man, this materialistic man who gave him the allowance, the money, his consciousness will influence my mind.
Ali onda on pomislio, ako ja stalno jedem hranu koju sam dobio od te materialistički naklonjene osobe, onda će njegova materialistička svjesnost također uticati na mene.
You must be careful from where and from whom you are accepting food if you don't want that your consciousness is influenced in a negative way.
I morate biti jako pažljivi od koga uzimate hranu ako ne želite da vaša svjesnost bude da nju bude uticano na negativan način.
There was once a very pious spiritual monk who lived as a guest in the house of a brahmana, and then one morning when the brahmana was not at home, this monk felt the urge to go into the temple of that brahmana and steal all the decorations and ornaments from the deities.
I jednom se desilo da je jedan pobožni monah koji je bio duhovno naklonjena osoba, da je on odseo u kući kod jednog brahmane i jednog dana kada brahmane nije bio kod kuće, onda je monah osjetio čvrstu jaku potrebu da ode u hram tog brahmane i da ukrade svu dekoraciju sa božanstava.
He took the golden crown and the golden rings and the golden anklets from the deity, and almost like a person possessed by a ghost and acting against his will.
I onda on morao da uzme tu zlatnu krunu i zlatne naušnice i zlatne narukvice sa božanstava i delovao je poput osobe koju je zaposeo duh.
And after he had run away for 5 hours, he finally stopped and it dawned upon him what he had done, and he thought, how could I do this?
I onda nakon što je bežao tokom 5 sati, on se najednom zaustavio i pomislio, pa kako sam ovo mogao da napravim?
Imagine all of a sudden one of you would go to the altar and steal the ornaments of the deities and then run away to Belgrade to sell it on the gold market.
I samo zamislite kada bi sada neko od vas otišao na oltar, prišao oltaru i ukrao dekoraciju sa božanstava i onda brzo požurio u Beograd da to prodao na tamo gde prodaju zlato.
This really would be an unacceptable behavior.
I ovo bi stvarno bilo ponašanje koje nije prihvatljivo.
So this monk understood, my God, what have I done? And he went back and he met the brahmana and said, it was me who stole all the ornaments from your deities, but I don't know why I did it. Here they are back for you. I onda, I've never done such a thing.
I onda se taj monah vratio kod brahmana i rekao je, ja sam bio taj koji ukrao sve ukrase sa tvojih božanstava. Ja stvarno ne znam zašto sam ja to napravio, jer nikada ranije nisam načinio ništa takvo.
The brahmana said, I did something similar today. I stole from my little daughter the golden bracelet which her uncle had given her.
Onda je brahmana rekao, ja sam danas načinio sličnu stvar, ja sam od svoje ćerke ukrao zlatnu narukvicu koju ona dobila od svog ujaka.
Why did we do this?
Zašto smo to napravili?
They made a research.
I onda su oni istraživali.
And then, oh Padma, Hare Krishna, would you like to come in? You are very subtle today. Maybe she also... the, they found out that a thief had come and given a donation to the Brahmana. The Brahmana had taken that money and bought food from it.
I onda su oni otkrili da je jedan lopov došao i dao je donaciju Brahmani i Brahman je od tog novca kupio hranu koju su onda oni zgotovili.
And they had eaten this thief-infested food.
I onda su jeli tu hranu koju je bio zarazio lopov.
Now you know how important it is to have a good cook.
I sada, sada znate koliko je važno da imate dobar kuvar.
And to have a clean way of income.
I da imate pošten način da zaradite svoj novac.
So that our consciousness is not negatively imprinted or influenced.
Tako da naša svesnost, da se na nju ne utiče na negativan način.
So Raghunathas Goswami felt, I should not take the money of my materialistic relatives and perform bhajan.
I onda Raghunathas Goswami on je mislio, ja ne želim da uzimam novac od svojih materialistički naklonjenih rođaka i da onda izvodim svoj bhajan.
And he devised ways how he could eat without with a pure source. From his pure source.
I onda je on pronašao način kako može da se hrani, ali da ta hrana stiže iz nekog čistog izvora.
One day, Raghunathas Goswami came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and asked him, can you please give me directions and instructions how I can perform my sadhana in such a way that I can go back home, back to Godhead?
I jednog dana je Raghunathas Goswami došao kod Chaitanya Mahaprabhu i pitao ga, da li možeš da mi daš uputstva i instrukcija kako da sprovodim svoju sadhanu tako da dostignem Boga.
I want to develop love of Krishna.
Ja želim da razvijem ljubav prema Krishni.
What should I do?
Šta bi trebalo da radim?
Where should I give my main attention to?
I čemu bi trebalo da posvetim svoju glavnu pažnju?
Do you think this is a good question?
Šta mislite, da li je ovo dobro pitanje?
So Mahaprabhu said an answer. Those who want to read it in their own book is Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Lila 6237.
Oni koji to žele da pročitaju svoje slobodno vreme, radi se o Chaitanya Charitamriti, o Madhya Lili 6, Antya Lila 6.237.
237, ha? Amani mana dahana Krishna nama sadalabe Braje Radha Krishna seva manase karibe. First rule, do not expect always honor.
Prvo pravilo, nemoj očekivati poštovanje.
But offer your respect to others.
Ali uvek ponudi svoje poštovanje drugima.
Always chant the holy name of Lord Krishna.
Uvek pevaj sveto ime Krishna.
And within your mind render service to Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan.
I u svom umu služi Radu i Krishnu u Vrindavanu.
So here Mahaprabhu has spoken about an external sadhana, which we do with the body and the senses, and an internal sadhana, an internal practice, which we do with the mind.
Ovde vidimo da Chaitanya Mahaprabhu govori o sadhani koju sprovodimo našim spoljašnjim telom, našim čulima, i takođe o sadhani koju mi činimo našim unutrašnjim telom.
Shravana and Kirtana, hearing about Krishna and glorifying Krishna, what you do with the external body.
Shravana i Kirtan, to je ono što radimo svojim čulima, svojim spoljnim telom.
And to remember Radha and Krishna and serve them is what you do with your internal body.
A da se sećamo Radha i Krishna i da ih služimo, to je ono što radimo svojim unutrašnjim telom.
This brings us to a very important practice in devotional service, which is called smaranam, or meditating and contemplating.
I ovo nas dovodi do veoma važne prakse u duhovnom životu koja se naziva smarana ili kontemplacija, meditacija.
Your body has a soul, right?
Vaše telo ima dušu, zar ne?
Do you want to know what is the soul of your mind?
A da li želite znate šta je to duša vašeg uma?
Your body only remains alive when there is the soul inside. Do you know how your mind will remain alive?
Vaše telo je živo samo dok se duša nalazi u njemu. A da li znate kako će vaš um ostati živ?
Your mind will remain alive and your spirit alive by remembering Krishna.
Vaš um će ostati živ u vašem duhovnom životu ako se sećate Krishna.
If you always forget Krishna and never think of Krishna, your mind will be spiritually dead. Hare Krishna.
Ako uvek zaboravite na Krišnu, ako ga se nikada ne sećate, onda će vaš um ostati duhovno mrtav.
Then the Hare Krishna movement will be the movement of the dead minds.
I onda će Hare Krishna pokret biti pokret mrtvih umova.
Your mind could be active in material subjects, but then it's only materially alive.
I vaš um može biti aktivan na polju materijalnih tema, ali onda je on samo materijalno živ.
Only if your mind is spiritually active will it be spiritually alive.
I samo ako je vaš um aktivan u duhovnom smislu, onda će on biti duhovno živ.
So important.
Tako važno.
To make our life mind alive spiritually, therefore we read and then remember Krishna.
I kako bismo načinili svoj um duhovno živim, onda mi čitamo i onda se sećamo Krishna.
Remembrance of Lord Krishna will immediately destroy everything inauspicious.
I kada se sećamo gospodine Krishna, to će odmah uništiti sve nepovoljne stvari.
And will give great auspiciousness to you.
I to će vam doneti veliku povoljnost.
I want to prove you this by telling you something about Krishna.
Želim ovo da vam dokažem tako što ću vam sada ispričati nešto o Krishni.
Would you like to hear?
Da li biste želeli to da čujete?
What did you do, Gaurahari? You thought. Gaurahari thought two times today. No, that's all right. It's 4th of July. We will never forget this. Once Srimati Radharani told Vishakha, "Hey Vishakha, I want you to make Krishna favorable so that he will meet me."
Jednom je Srimati Radharani rekla Vishakhi, "Hey Vishakha, ja želim da ti načiniš Krishnu tako da on poželi da me sretne."
You should go to the bank of the Yamuna.
Trebalo bi da odeš na obalu Yamuna.
And there with the Sakis you should speak about me. But in such a way that Krishna who's nearby hears it.
I onda bi trebalo da sa svojim prijateljicama razgovaraš o meni, ali na takav način da Krishna koji se nalazi blizu da te on čuje.
You should talk about my qualities.
Trebalo bi da pričaš o mojim osobinama.
Then Krishna will come closer.
I onda će Krishna doći bliže.
And he will say, "About whom are you speaking?"
I onda će on reći, o kome to pričate?
Vishakha, then you should say, can't we be anywhere in Vrindavan without the presence of the son of Maharaj Nanda? Does he have to be everywhere? Can't we be male privatni?
I onda Vishakha, ti trebaš reći, pa zar ne možemo biti nigde u Vrindavanu, a da tu nije i sin Maharaj Nande? Zar ne možemo nigde imati svoju privatnost?
At that time Krishna would say, "Please tell me about whom are you speaking?"
I onda će Krishna opet reći, molim te, reci mi o kome to pričate?
Then you should say, Vishakha, about nobody.
I onda bi trebalo da kažeš Vishakha, ne o kome.
She is so qualified about whom we are speaking.
Ona je tako kvalifikovana ova osoba o kojoj razgovaram.
And you are so unqualified.
A ti si tako nekvalifikovan.
She is noble and chaste, and you are always seen with other gopis.
Ona je tako plemenita i čista, a tebe uvijek viđaju sa drugim gopijama.
She is so steady, but you are so fickle.
I ona je tako postojana, ti si tako promenljiv.
All day she performs worship and you worship nobody.
I ona čitavog dana obožava, a ti nikog ne obožavaš.
This girl about whom we are speaking takes 3 times a day a bath and you are so dirty.
I ova devojka o kojoj govorimo, ona se 3 put na dan kupa, a ti si tako prljav.
There's such a difference between you and the girl about whom we are speaking. Don't even think of her. You will never be able to meet her.
I postoji tolika razlika između tebe i ove devojke o kojoj pričamo, tako da nema čak ni da pomišljaš na nju, jer nikada nećeš moći da je sretneš.
Then Radha says, hey Vishake, listen very carefully what Krishna will say at that time.
I onda Rada kaže, hej Vishake, molim te slušaj jako pažljivo šta će Krishna tada reći.
Krishna will say, you say, I'm unchaste.
I onda će Krishna reći, ti hoćeš da kažeš da sam ja neveran?
But to Vasha Muni, he said, Krishna is a brahmachari.
Ali sam Durvasa Muni je rekao, Krishna je brahmachari.
Krishna will say, you know, once you wanted to go to the other side of the Jamuna, but the water was so deep that you couldn't pass.
I onda će Krishna reći, sećaš se, onda kada ste želeli da pređete Jamunu, a voda je bila tako duboka da niste mogli to da napravite.
Then you asked Durvasa for help.
I onda ste pitali Durvasu za pomoć.
And Durvasa said, you should just say, Krishna is a brahmachari, and then the Yamuna will open up and will give way to a path.
I onda vam je Durvasa rekao, vi samo trebate da kažete, Krishna je brahmachari, i onda će se Yamuna pomeriti u stranu i moći ćete da prođete.
I don't know if you know about this practice, when you tell the truth, and it's really the truth, then the natural elements will have to alter their course.
Ja ne znam da li ste čuli za ovu praksu, ali kada kažete istinu, i kada je to zaista istina, onda ovi prirodni elementi, oni će se promeniti, skrenuti se.
In medieval time, for instance, people who were tried in the court would say, if it's true that I have not committed this crime, I will jump into the water and I will float on the water.
I u srednjem veku, na primjer, ljudi koji su bili na sudu, onda bi oni rekli, ako je istina da ja nisam počinio ovo zlodelo, onda ću ja skočiti u reku i plivaću na vodi, plutaću.
The idea is that the truth is always victorious.
I ideja koja stoji iza ovoga jeste da je istina uvek pobedonosna.
Then Krishna says, you say that I am not steady.
I onda Krishna kaže, ti kažeš da ja nisam postojan.
But do you remember when I lifted the Govardhan hill for 7 days and night, I was so steady it didn't even shake except for one time.
I kaže, ali zar se ne sjećaš kada sam ja držao Govardhan brdo čitavih 7 dana i sve vreme nisam se ni malo pomerao osim jedan jedini put.
Then Krishna says, you say I don't perform any puja.
I Krishna kaže, ti kažeš da ja ne pravim nikakvu puđu.
But do you remember that I was initiated by the priest Baguri Muni and I received diksha into the mantra Om Namo Narayanaya?
Ali da li se ti sećaš da sam ja dobio inicijaciju od Baguri Munija i da sam bio iniciran u pevanje mantre Om Namo Narayanaya?
You didn't get initiation into this mantra. So it's a fact. Krishna goes every day into the deity room and then chants Om Namo Narayanaya.
I onda Krishna stvarno zaista svakog dana ide u svoju hramsku prostoriju i onda tamo peva tu mantru Om Namo Narayanaya.
But while he does this, he thinks, Narayan, I can only worship someone who's superior to me and I'm already the topmost.
I onda Krišna peva tu mantru, on misli, pa ja mogu da obožavam samo osobu koja je uzvišenija od mene, ali ja sam taj koji je na najuzvišenijem položaju.
There's only one person who is superior to me, that's Radharani. So in his mind he chants Radha, Radha, Radha.
I on kaže, ali postoji samo jedna osoba koja je uzvišenija od mene. Tako da on u svom umu, on peva Radha, Radha.
Once Krishna went to the river Yamuna and sat there and felt deep separation from Srimati Radharani. So he chanted Radha, 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 Radha.
I jednom je Krišna otišao na obalu Yamuna i onda je osjetio tako duboku odvojenost sa Srimati Radharani da je onda dozivao njeno ime iznova i iznova.
Then Radha and the Sakis became attracted.
I onda su Radha i njene sakije postale privučene.
But Radharani saw Krishna is meditating, so she stayed a little in the distance.
Ali Radharani je videla da Krishna meditira i onda je ona ostala malo u daljini.
So the Sakis then came to Krishna and said, you're chanting Radha's name, but today Radha cannot meet you. She's held up by Yatila.
I onda su njene prijateljice prišle Krišni i rekli su, vidimo da ti dozivaš Radino ime, ali ona te ne može danas sresti zato što ju je zadržala Ćetila.
Krishna was so disturbed.
I Krišna je bio tako uznemiren.
Oh my Radha, when will you come? When will you come?
I on je dozivao, o moja Rada, kada ćeš ti doći? Kada ćeš doći?
And then Krishna thought, Radharani will come not when I do only japa of her name. I have to do sankirtan of her name with many other devotees.
I onda je Krišna pomislio, pa da, Radharani neće doći ako ja samo pevam njeno ime kao japa, kao na taj japa način, već jedino ako to budem radio kao sankirtan, ako sa drugima pevam njeno ime, ona će se pojaviti.
So Krishna got all the sakis together and they made a sankirtan party on the bank of the river Yamuna, where they chanted Radha Kirtan.
I onda Krishna okupio sve njene prijateljice koje su tu bile i onda su oni zajedno na obali Yamune napravili jednu sankirtan družinu.
And when the Radha Kirtan was so intense, Srimati Radharani appeared in their midst.
I onda kada je taj Radha Kirtan bio tako intenzivan, onda se Srimati Radharani pojavila usred njih.
So Krishna said, I am very good in worship.
I Krishna rekao, ja sam jako dobar u obožavanju.
I am very steady. I held Govardhan hill and ja sam brahmachari.
Ja sam veoma postojan jer sam ja držao Govardhan brdo i ja sam brahmachari.
Please tell me a way how I can meet Radharani.
Molim te, reci mi koji je način da susretnem Radharani.
Vishaka said, no, she is too qualified for you.
I Vishaka će onda reći, ne, ona je previše kvalifikovana za tebe.
Then Krishna begged Vishaka, if I can only see her from the back, I'm already satisfied.
I onda će Krishna moliti Vishaku, ako samo mogu da je vidim s leđa, i tada ću biti zadovoljan.
Vishaka said, what will you give me if I show you Radharani?
I onda Vishaka rekla, pa šta ćeš mi dati ako ti pokažem Radharani?
Krishna said, I will give you my very self.
I Krishna kaže, daću ti samog sebe.
And then Vishaka said, okay, this is what we should do. We should put a cave, we should put a deity of Lord Narayan in a cave in the Govardhan, and then I tell Radharani to come.
I onda je Vishaka pristala i rekla mu je, u redu, sad ćemo nešto napraviti, stavit ćemo božanstvo Narayana u jednu pećinu na Govardhan brdu i onda ćemo tu dovesti Radharani.
And she will worship Narayan.
I onda će ona obožavati Narayana.
And you can look from the back.
I onda ti možeš da gledaš s leđa.
Krishna said, fine, fine, fine.
I onda je Krishna rekao, u redu, u redu, u redu.
And this way Radharani was made was brought to Govardhan.
I na taj način doveli su Radharani na Govardhan brdo.
And she worshipped Narayan.
I ona je obožavala Narayan.
And in the midst of her puja, Krishna came out of the Narayan deity.
I onda u sred njene puđe, Krishna se pojavio iz njenog Narayan božanstva.
And was together with Radha. Which was the original intention of the whole thing.
I onda sam susreo sa Radom, što je bila i krajnja namera čitave ove priče.
My dear devotees, we should remember this.
Moji dragi bhakti, trebalo bi da se sećamo ovoga.
We should not feel bored when we hear about Krishna like some of you do.
Mi ne bi trebalo da nam bude dosadno kada slušamo Krišni kao što je nekima od nas dosadno.
Even if in the beginning we have no taste for Krishna katha.
Čak i ako u početku nemamo uho za Krishna katha.
We should hear again and again and then some taste will come.
Trebalo bi da slušamo iznova i iznova i onda će neki ukus doći.
The Krishna katha has this power that it cures our material mind.
Krishna katha ima tu moć da izlači naš materijalni um.
Especially if we just hear again and again.
I specijalno ako slušamo iznova i iznova.
And especially when we put these nice images of Krishna into our mind and think about Krishna.
I specijalno ako stavimo ove prelepe scene Krišne u svoj um i onda razmišljamo o njima.
Yes, I'm almost at the end. See, yesterday I told you a little bit about your spiritual identities, which are waiting for you.
Juče sam vam malo govorio o vašim duhovnim identitetima koji vas čekaju.
Srila Jiva Goswami explains to us that our spiritual in the Priti Sandava, that in the Nitya Dham, that is the eternal kingdom of God, there are infinite spiritual bodies which are present as the parts of the divine luster of the body of Bhagavan.
Srila Jiva Goswami, on nam u svojoj Priti Sandarbi objašnjava da u duhovnom svetu postoji neograničeni broj duhovnih tela koja sva postoje u sjaju tela božanske ličnosti.
And amongst these multitudes of spiritual bodies which are held in the rays which emanate from Krishna, there's also your spiritual body.
I u ovom velikom broju tela koje se nalaze u zracima koji emaniraju iz tela gospodina, tu se također nalazi i vaše duhovno telo.
It said when the sadaka attains siddhi, that is perfection, and drops his material body, then Krishna comes and takes him and identifies his spiritual body and says, this is your spiritual identity.
I čujemo da kada sadaka napusti svoje materijalno telo napusti svoje materijalno telo, onda je Krišna taj koji ga dočeka i koji ga povede i kaže, ovo je tvoje duhovno telo.
What this practically means is that all of you have already a spiritual identity which is waiting for you.
Šta to praktično znači? To znači da svi vi imate svoj duhovni identitet koji čeka na vas.
This spiritual identity will become active once you enter into it.
I ovaj duhovni identitet, on će postati aktivan u onom trenu kada vi uđete u njega.
Now, how do you come to this perfection?
A kako vi dostižete to savršenstvo?
There are two things which you must know.
Postoje dve stvari koje morate znati.
One is called the Buddha Shuddhi meditation.
Jedna se zove Buddha Shuddhi meditacija.
And the other is the devotional service, bhakti yoga.
A druga stvar je predano služenje, odnosno bhakti yoga.
Buddha Shuddhi means that you purify your existence from the material illusions.
Buddha Shuddhi znači da pročišćavate svoje materijalno postojanje od iluzije.
There is a prayer which you say, I am an unfortunate spiritual soul.
Postoji molitva u kojoj se kaže: ja sam jedna nesrećna duhovna duša.
I have fallen into the material world.
Ja sam pao u materijalni svet.
And I have adopted wrong identities one after the other.
Ja sam prihvatio pogrešne identitete jedan za drugim.
But now by the unlimited mercy of Guru and Gauranga, I have understood myself to be an eternal servant of Krishna.
Ali sada, neograničenom milošću Gurua i Gaurange, ja sam shvatio da sam ja večni sluga Krišne.
This is my great good fortune.
I ovo je moja velika dobra sreća.
And now I can start to serve Radha and Krishna.
I sada mogu početi da služim Radu i Krišnu.
Prabhupada would stress so much that we should understand I am not this body.
Vidite, Prabhupada je toliko naglašavao da mi trebamo razumeti poentu da nismo ovo telo.
And not this mind.
Da nismo ovaj um.
It's good to perform this meditation every day in the morning.
I dobro je da meditirate na ovo svakog dana ujutru.
You can go into the mirror and say, Hari Bol, eternal soul, inside the body.
I možete otići do ogledala, pogledati se i reći Hari Bol, duhovna duša u telu.
I think the morning time is the best when you look all confused and bewildered from your sleep.
I mislim da jutarnje vreme najbolje kada izgledate zbunjeni posle sna.
Then you don't want to identify with the body.
Zato što onda u tom trenutku ne želite da se identifikujete sa tim telom.
Only when you have combed your hair and put a Dionysus sunglasses on, then you look like a man.
I samo kada ste svezali, očišljali svoju kosu i kada ste stavili naočare, onda izgledate poput muškarca.
But before you put the šminka on, then you can say I'm not the body.
Ali pre nego što stavite tu šminku, onda možete misliti ja nisam ovo telo.
Šalim se. You can also do it when the šminka is on.
Yeah. Možete to isto da napravite i kad imate šminku.
You should do this.
Trebalo bi to da napravite.
How can you attain your eternal spiritual blissful body when you are so attached to this bag full of material chemicals?
A kako možete dostići svoje duhovno večno telo kada ste tako jako vezani za ovu vreću koja je puna nekih hemijskih elemenata?
My bag. That is me.
I onda mislite, moja vreća, to sam ja.
Fosfor, kalcijum. What else? Magnesium. Iron.
Fosfor, kalcijum, magnezijum, gvožđe.
Water.
Voda.
Not much more. No. A little bit more. Yeah.
Nema još toga mnogo. Još samo malo.
I heard 10 years ago it was $16.50. The chemicals.
Ja sam čuo da pre 10 godina te hemikalije koje čine jedno ljudsko telo da su koštale $16.50.
Hare Krishna. And your real spiritual body is parked in the spiritual world.
A vaše stvarno duhovno telo, ono se nalazi parkirano negde u duhovnom svetu.
It's unlimitedly valuable.
I ona je neograničeno vredna.
So you must cut the identification with the material body.
Tako da morate da presečete tu identifikaciju sa materijalnim telom.
And then the positive thing is you should positively engage your whole being in the service of Radha and Krishna.
A onda ono što treba da uradite jeste da na pozitivan način uključite svoje čitavo biće u službu Rade i Krišne.
Now this works like this. In this world it said you can see Krishna through the ears, by the process of bona fide hearing.
To funkcioniše na ovaj način. U ovom svetu možete videti Krišnu tako što slušate o njemu iz verodostojnog izvora.
And by this hearing about Krishna your mind becomes purified.
I tako što na ovaj način slušate o Krišni, vaš biva pročišćen.
And when your mind is purified, Krishna will take his seat on the lotus of your heart. You will remember him, in other words.
I onda kada je vaš pročišćen, Krišna će sesti na lotus vašeg srca. Drugim rečima, vi ćete ga se sećati.
As long as our mind is so impure, we will remember only material things.
I dok god je naš tako nečist, onda ćemo mi pamtiti samo, sećat ćemo se samo materijalnih stvari.
Yes. And Krishna, so if you have purified your mind, Krishna will come in that particular form in which you always think of him. This is how he will enter your heart.
I onda ako imate pročišćen Krišna će ući u vaše srce baš u tom određenom obliku na koji, svom, na koji vi stalno meditirate.
For instance, Gaurahari and myself, we worship Radha Kanhaiya Lal.
Naprimjer, Gaurahari i ja, mi obožavamo Radha Kanhaiya Lal.
And Radha Kunja Bihari.
I Radha Kunja Bihari.
And Radha Madan Mohan.
I Radha Madan Mohan.
And Radha Govinda.
I Radha Govinda.
And Radha Gopinath.
I Radha Gopinath.
These are all, it's all Krishna in Vrindavan.
I to je sve Krishna u Vrindavanu.
It's the same Krishna, really. But from Vrindavan.
A to je stvar isti Krishna iz Vrindavana.
We don't want to worship Krishna in Dvaraka.
Mi ne želimo da obožavamo Krishnu u Dvaraki.
Because we think Krishna in Vrindavan is best.
Zato što mi jednostavno mislimo Krishna u Vrindavanu je najbolji.
That is described in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that although Krishna is identical with Lord Narayan, as we have heard earlier, Krishna has more rasas, more relationships of love to his devotees.
I to je opisano u Šrimad Bhagavatamu, da iako je Krišna identičan na Rajanu, Krišna ima više različitih rasa, više različitih odnosa sa svojim bhaktama.
So because we are interested in relationships of love to Krishna, we want to worship Krishna in Vrindavan and no other manifestation of God.
I kako smo mi zainteresovani za tu razmenu ljubavi sa Krišnom, mi želimo da obožavamo Krišnu u Vrindavanu i nijednu drugu manifestaciju Gospodina.
And because we fix in this world, the devotees fix their mind on this form of the Lord, Krishna will give them also a form which is appropriate, which is like appropriate to be an associate of that form.
I kako bhakta u ovom svetu usresređuje svoj na određeni oblik Gospodina, onda će mu Krišna dati odgovarajući oblik u kome taj bhakta može da se druži sa Gospodinom i da ga služi.
There are so many forms of spiritual forms, but an appropriate form to engage in a relationship with Radha and Krishna would be that of a manjari or a sakha, a friend.
I postoji tako puno duhovnih oblika u duhovnom svetu, ali onaj oblik koji je odgovarajući da bi se služili Rada i Krišna u duhovnom svetu jeste oblik manđari ili oblik sake.
So according to the particular mode or mood of bhakti which you practice in this world, you will get your appropriate identity.
Ali u skladu sa odgovarajućim raspoloženjem u kome vi praktikujete svoju bhakti u ovom svetu, vi ćete dobiti duhovno telo u duhovnom svetu.
Now let me go back to the simple things.
A sada mi dozvolite da se vratim nazad jednostavnim stvarima.
If you want to reach a particular spiritual goal, you have to make sure that you are now going on the right path.
Ako želite da postignete određeni duhovni cilj, onda morate biti sigurni da sada sledite odgovarajući duhovni put.
It's very important.
I to je jako važno.
I always give the example. Imagine I would like to make a direct line from this corner of the room to the end corner of the room.
Ja uvek dajem taj primjer. Zamislite sada da želim direktno da povežem ugao ove prostorije, ovaj ovde ugao sa onim tamo krajnjim uglom.
This is something for our architect Krishnalaya. Krishnalaya knows if the line would be which I would start here would be just a millimeter to the left, the line there would maybe reach at the entrance of the kitchen door.
И ова е еден задатак за нашиот архитект Кришна Лају, кој зна да кога би ја сад кренул со том линијом, и ако би она на почетку била само еден милиметар скренула с правца, онда би ја можда тамо на другом крају та линија би дошла до кухинских врата, не до
куба. I would not see that I'm off here.
Овде ја не бих могла да приметим да сам погрешил.
But if I keep on that path, I would never reach the end.
Ali ako bih nastavio tim putem, onda nikada ne bih postigao svoj cilj.
Now, if you are, what I'm trying to say is, if you are off, if your practice is not right, you will not reach the spiritual world.
I ono što želim da vam kažem jeste da vam kažem da ako vaša praksa, ako je pogrešna, ako nije u redu, onda nećete dostići duhovni cilj.
But I want to, at the end, pacify you a little.
Ali ja želim na kraju da vas malo smirim, da vas utešim.
We are dealing with Krishna.
Vidite, mi ovde ipak imamo posla sa Krishnom.
And Krishna, when he sees we want to reach him, and even we are doing things wrong, he will see our intention.
Vidite, kada Krishna vidi da mi želimo da ga dostignemo, i čak iako mi radimo nešto pogrešno, on će vidjeti našu namjeru.
And he will give us knowledge how to correct our wrong path.
I onda će nam on dati znanje kako da ispravimo svoj pogrešan put.
I never forget how I was once flying from Mumbai to Paris.
Ja nikada neću zaboraviti kako sam jednom letao od Bombaja za Paris.
A well-dressed man next to me who had something like a compass, some machine on his lap.
I pored mene je sedao jedan jako fino obučeni gospodin koji imao u svom krilu jednu mašinu poput kompasa.
And he would say, oh my God, we are not going to Paris. We are on the wrong way.
I onda bi on rekao, o moj Bože, mi ne idemo ispravnim putem, mi nismo na putu za Paris.
He said this 6 times.
I on je ovo rekao 6 puta.
Finally, I went like, will we land in Alaska or where will we come?
I onda sam, najzad, ja sam ga malo čušnio, pitao sam ga, pa gde ćemo onda završiti, na Aljasci ili gde?
And he smiled at me. I never forget the smile.
I onda mi se onda smešio, nikada neću zaboraviti taj osmeh.
Of course not.
Naravno da ne.
We will land in Paris.
Mi ćemo sletiti u Paris.
Because the pilot is correcting the course.
Zato što pilot ispravlja kurs.
Then he told me something which I didn't know about flying an airplane. He said 90% of the time the airplane is strictly speaking not on the right course because of the winds which blow in the high altitudes.
I onda mi on rekao nešto što do tada nisam znao o letenju. Rekao mi je da avion praktično gledano 90% vremena uopšte nije na kursu kojim bi trebalo da ide zbog tih snažnih vetrova koji duvaju na visokim, na visinama.
But the pilot is there and he sees on his, you know, instruments and then he goes like, male levo, male desno, like this.
Ali pilot je tu i onda on vidi na svojim instrumentima da je skrenuo sa kursa i onda ide malo levo, malo desno.
Yeah, and then we reach.
I onda mi stignemo gde smo krenuli.
So spiritual life is also like that.
Duhovni život je upravo poput ovoga.
Let me say spiritual life in this material world.
Da kažem duhovni život u ovom materijalnom svetu.
We are not always thinking of Krishna.
Nije baš da uvek mislimo na Krishna.
We are not always dobar.
I nije da smo uvek dobri.
Dobri. We are sometimes weak.
I ponekad smo slabi.
And our mind goes, yups, and like a little dog, you know, where you're like, ah, no, don't smell there. Come here, you know.
I naš um je poput malog psa koji samo trči sve njuška, a mi kažemo, ne, vrati se, tamo nije baš najbolje.
So if Krishna sees a devotee has the right intention, he will supply him with the right directions.
И ако Кришна види да негов бхакта има правилну намеру, онда ќе га он обскрбити со правилним правцем.
Krishna will speak through his devotees, for instance.
И Кришна ќе, например, говорити про своје бхакте.
Oh, Krishna will speak through the scriptures through us, or just through life, what happens in life.
И Кришна ќе нам говорити кроз писе или ќе нам едноставно говорити кроз сам живот, кроз она што нам се дешава во животу.
However, it's very important that if you understand that I should correct something, you should do it.
Али опет јако е битно ако веќе разумете да нешто треба да исправите, да онда тоа и направите.
It's just like the pilot. If the pilot sees on his instruments, my God, I'm a little bit, I'm too much left. I will, if I continue on this course, I will end in London and not in Paris.
To je upravo oba pilota koji vidi kada je skrenuo s kursa i onda misli, uf, ako nastavim ovim putem, ja ću završiti u Londonu umjesto u Parizu.
So whenever you see in your life that you are on the wrong course, please correct it immediately.
Tako da kada god primetite u svom životu da ste skrenuli s puta, molim vas da to ispravite.
Don't be too too much in your own world, maybe a little proud. Not correct.
I nemojte biti previše u svom svetu, nemojte biti previše ponosni da to ispravite.
And I want to tell you the secret really is start to train your mind to think of Krishna.
Ja želim da vam kažem da je tajna u tome da počnete da trenirate svoj um da misli na Krishna.
You can do this by prayer.
Možete to da radite tako što se molite.
By hearing about Krishna.
Tako što slušate o Krishna.
But bring your mind to Krishna. Mindless practice will not do.
Ali dovedite svoj um do Krishna, zato što vam praksa u kojoj ne uključujete svoj um neće pomoći.
You know, it's almost like when you have your feet in two boats and you're going like, and you go like in the spagat ski. Spagat ski. Yes.
To je poput toga kao da imate jednu nogu u jednom čamcu, drugu nogu u drugom čamcu i onda se oni rastavljaju dok na kraju ne napravite špagu.
Yeah. It's only pain.
I to donosi samo bol.
Bring your mind to the practice.
Uključite svoj um u praksu.
Be there completely.
Budite u njoj u potpunosti.
Today was I saw this.
Danas sam to video.
There were some devotees who needed a cushion.
Bili su tu neki bhakte kojima je bio potreban jastuk.
And all of a sudden a devotee understood, he was standing nearby. My God, these devotees need a cushion. Maybe I should bring two cushions. Oh yeah. And he started to run. And this is the devotee's independence day, the independence from dullness of the mind.
I ja sam danas imao video primjer toga zato što su bili tu neki bakte kojima su trebali jastuci za sedenje i onda jedan to bakta primetio i rekao je idem odmah sada da donesem dva jastuka i time pokazao svoju nezavisnost od te tuposti materijalne.
Yesterday we had this nice ceremony for Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Juče smo imali ovu prelepu ceremoniju za Bhaktivinoda Thakura.
Right in front of him was a plastic bottle.
I upravo ispred njega bila plastična flaša.
I had put it there.
Ja sam je tamo stavio.
Because I wanted to see if any one of you sees that there is a plastic bottle which doesn't fit to the whole holy event.
Zato što sam želeo da vidim da li će neko od vas primetiti da se tu nalazi plastična flaša koja jednostavno ne pripada tom događaju.
No one saw it.
Niko je nije video.
Because you were not thinking. It's the it's the festival day of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It should be nice for him. We are poor, as nice as we can do. We can put a plastic bottle somewhere else, you know.
I zato što niko od vas nije pomislio ovo je lep dan i ovo je za Bhaktivinoda Thakura, trebalo bi da imamo jedno lepo dešavanje, a ne da tu stoji neka plastična flaša.
This is the problem of you.
I to je problem sa vama.
You are only there with the body, not with the mind. Hare Krishna.
Vi ste tu samo sa svojim telom, a ne sa svojim umom.
You must bring your mind to where you are.
Morate dovesti svoj um tu gde jeste.
Then you will you will soon have a spiritual body.
I onda ćete uskoro imati duhovno telo.
This is what I mean with my little seminar called Aligning Your Spiritual Path. That means bringing body and mind together.
I ovo je ono što sam želeo da vam poručim sa svojim malim seminarom, a to je da dovedete svoje telo i svoj um u sklad.
So we have ended our seminar.
Sad smo došli do kraja.
You have now something to work at.
Sada imate nešto na čemu treba da radite.
Dionysus, I have a question for you.
Dionysus, ja imam jedno pitanje za tebe.
Is there something in your life which you should give more attention to?
Da li postoji nešto u tom životu čemu bi ti trebalo da posvetiš više
pažnje? It's a question for all of you, by the way.
I to je pitanje za sve vas.
Second of all, is there maybe something in your life which you are presently doing which will not bring you to Krishna consciousness?
Da li u vašem životu postoji nešto što sada radite, a što vas neće dovesti do toga da budete svesni Krišne?
But I want to emphasize that my most important question is the first question. What is it which you can give more attention to?
Ali ja želim opet da naglasim da je moje prvo pitanje najbitnije. Šta je ono čemu treba da posvetite više svoje pažnje?
Because your attention, where you give attention, will describe the direction in which your life goes.
Zato što pažnja koju nečemu posvećujete, to će odlučiti u kom će smeru ići vaš život.
We have reached the end. Now this is the final end.
Sada smo došli definitivno do kraja.
I think everything is clear. So I will not take questions at this time. Also, at 7 o'clock, the Rohini Sutta night starts.
Ja mislim da je sada sve jasno i zato nećemo imati pitanja i odgovore, a takođe u 7 sati Rohini Sutta pravo počinje sa svojim programom.
There will be kirtan and kirtan and kirtan and but he will start with 2-3 films.
I onda ćemo imati kirtan i još kirtan i još kirtan, ali on će u stvari započeti sa 3 filma koje će vam prikazati.
And surprises.
Imaće iznenađenja.
So, I thank you very much for coming to this seminar. I will pray to Krishna that you will be successful in fulfilling and living what you have realized.
Ja vam sada želim Hare Krishna i molit ću se da vi shvatite ovo sada što ste ovde učili i da to primenjujete.
Jai Jai Sita Re, Jai Jai Sita Re, Jai Jai Sita Re. Yeah, Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. Thank you.